For WNCW, it's Paul Foster. Welcome into this week's More to the Story. Our guest this week represents the Asheville Citizen-Times, columnist, reporter, also known as the Answer Man, John Boyle. John, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on.
We want to talk about a couple of different subjects. There's always plenty of news happening in Asheville, and let's begin, first of all, with naming rights or licensing of the U.S. Cellular Center of Asheville. Now, for many years, this building that's known for hosting concerts and other events of all types, this was known as the Asheville Civic Center, wasn't it?
It was, since the time it was built in the early 70s. It was the Asheville Civic Center, and it encompasses the Thomas Wolfe Auditorium, which has retained that name. But they sold the rights, the naming rights, which has been a very popular trend with large arenas for a long time, and they sold those in 2011 to U.S. Cellular.
You had already mentioned that this building actually goes back to the 1970s, but as the years have gone by, and especially in more recent years with U.S. Cellular's name on the building, there have been some updates, renovations, is that right?
There have been. The building got a lot of criticism probably about 10 years ago. It was getting a little rundown looking, and they had a roof issue with, especially near the auditorium where rainwater had gotten in on infamously on an Alison Krauss concert. And they spent a couple million dollars, I believe, and fixed it up. And it's a much nicer place now, and they've been doing very well in bringing in top quality acts. And I think actually making it a much more viable auditorium for the city.
So how does the naming rights work, and where are we currently with U.S. Cellular having some competition?
Right. Well, this is kind of open to bidding, so they put it out, and they got another bid from U.S. Cellular for $923,000 over 5 years. Obviously, a very sizable chunk of money, but they got another bid in from Harris Cherokee Casino for $3.25 million over 5 years, and then they let that run through 2030, they would actually pony up $5.75 million. So that's a lot more, clearly more than three times as much at a minimum. But it came as a little bit of controversy because the Harris Cherokee is on the Indian Reservation. It's on the Quala boundary out west of Asheville. It doesn't have an entity here in Asheville. This would just be essentially kind of an advertising mechanism. But there are folks in the city's tourism board, the Explore Asheville, that have concerns about the affiliation because they feel like it's not kind of the message you want to put out nationally about your auditorium that it's affiliated with a gambling enterprise. So there is some hand-wringing going on about all this.
Now, there's the group that's known as the Civic Center Commission. How big a role do they play in the decision process? The building's actually owned by the city.
Right. The commission, I believe, will make some recommendations.
What does the timetable look like on a decision? The U.S. Cellular and this current agreement they have is actually good through the end of the year.
Right. So I'm assuming that they're going to want to get this settled by then. And it's a five-year deal, so I would assume if they've got time, they would have to make a decision by the end of the year. I don't think they have to take the highest bid, so there's room for them to have some negotiations or to accept other bids, accept the bids they want. One interesting aspect of this is I checked in a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but also just to see if any other large employers around here would be interested in having their name on there. So I checked with Ingalls Markets. Back in 2011, there was a little bit of a dust-up about that. Ingalls kind of felt like they were left out of the process, but then ultimately they backed away from any kind of sponsorship. And when I reached out to them for this one, they said they had no comment at this time, if all they would say. Check with Mission Hospital, which just got bought by HCA Healthcare. They said it's not something they're considering. Omni Grove Park Inn, they appreciate the rich history of the building, but the inn's not going to make a financial naming rights. And I checked with the Biltmore Estate as well, and they said they do a variety of sponsorships in the area. Naming licenses like this one are not in their current plan. So it looks like I think it's probably going to be these two entities vying for it, and they'll have to make a decision on those two.
This discussion on WNCW's More to the Story is with Asheville Citizen-Times columnist-reporter John Boyle. John, let's now move on to our second topic, the vacancy rate, the ongoing housing issues in Asheville. Where do things stand here in April of 2019?
I went recently. This was actually an answer, man, where it was someone's asking about, a lot of folks up here would know this business. It was Bob Lawrence Power Equipment. It's been on Broadway since 1951. It's been in its current location since early 60s. It was a just nondescript building, but he carried a lot of power equipment lines. People knew about and serviced them. People very familiar with him. So he sold that property last year, and its apartments going in. And it's, you know, it's almost going to be a running joke here that it's either going to be a hotel or apartments. And but the apartments is a real serious issue, because in 2014 the city had a study done, and they found that the area had a less than 1% vacancy rate, which is just kind of crazy if you think about it. I mean, there's just almost no apartments available. So that was leading to higher rents and people not being able to find places to live, or certainly not affordable. So there was a huge spate of building. If you drive around this area, you'll see a lot of new apartments, and especially down south of Asheville, some out Bent Creek, pretty much everywhere. Fletcher, town of Fletcher's had quite a few go up. So it's going to be smaller development. It's going to be 36 apartments. Kind of an interesting concept, too. Broadway Street is a wide commercial avenue, and it was widened about 20 years ago with the idea that this type of development would take root there. And it really hasn't. There's been a little bit, but not that much. So this is really what the city intended and what folks hoped would happen there. So it's going to be apartments on the top and commercial and retail space on the first, on the street level, and they'll build that up. This will be four floors, but it's only going to be 36 units, which isn't a huge development, but it's kind of, I think most folks would feel, you know, there'd be some people a little concerned about traffic, but most folks would feel this is a really appropriate development for that corridor. That's kind of what's intended over there.
And I still hear that we may be fortunate enough to find a place, but is it affordable? How often do you still hear that kind of talk?
And, you know, that's one thing you hear stories about rents, and they the city just passed an incentive where they're trying to give some incentives for people making less than 80% of the area median income. That would mean a one-bedroom unit would go for $848 a month and two-bedroom at $931. That includes utilities. So, and, you know, honestly, if you hear somebody talking about getting an apartment for $931 a two-bedroom, that's kind of amazing for around here. There's been a lot of building going on that should theoretically put some downward pressure on rents, and I think there's been a tiny bit of that, but not that much. The thing that Asheville has going for it is kind of it's a blessing and a curse, is that we're a place that people want to live and they want to move here. We typically have slow but steady growth, influx of retirees that's kind of never ending and good for the economy. But that also puts a lot of pressure on apartments and rent. The occupancy issue is easing some, but the cost of rents does not seem to be dropping yet.
When we've got questions, he's got answers. That's why they call him the answer man, the Asheville Citizen Times. John Boyle, we thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Paul. It's always a pleasure to be on.
I want to remind our listeners that podcast of More to the Story is available online at WNCW.org. I'm Paul.